Good morning. You are listening to KCAW Sitka. It's 8:16 right now, and this is our live local interview. Joining me on the phone right now is Jennifer New. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Jennifer, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your job as the local foods director for the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition? What does that mean? What does a local foods director do?
Yeah, so my position at SAWC, at the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition, is to support local food systems, local food projects that support local food systems around Southeast Alaska. In Southeast and in Alaska, we're really blessed to have both local foods that are wild. Sometimes they're called subsistence foods, so they're wild harvested foods and seafood. We've got wonderful forest products. And we also have the opportunity to grow our own food through different techniques, whether it's through small-scale gardening or also commercial-scale food production. So, yeah, so basically working with communities around the region on strengthening their local food systems. And so it depends on the community what kinds of projects we do.
Mm-hmm. And one of the ways you're planning on supporting local food systems is by hosting the Southeast Alaska Farmers Summit this February, right?
Correct. Yeah. The Farmers Summit started about, let's see, this will be the third annual Farmers Summit. It happens every 2 years in a different community in Southeast Alaska, and it was originally organized by growers in Southeast Alaska who really wanted to get to know other people around the region. Who are growing food. It's a challenging place to grow a lot of things, but they figured that if they could get people together who were growing to share their knowledge and to share tricks and tips and just encourage each other, that it would be a really good thing. And I know Farragut Farm, Bo and Maria at Farragut Farm were really instrumental in getting a group together. And they started this summit. And 2 years ago, it was held in Haines. And then this year, it's going to be in Sitka. And a large part of the talks are from growers in Southeast Alaska. So they're the featured speakers. They're part of some of the featured speakers.
Mm-hmm. And that first night is a snapshot of Southeast Alaska Farms. I'm looking at the schedule now. That's Friday, February 15th at Sweetland Hall. And you'll get to hear a snapshot from, you know, just kind of get an idea of what's going on in the Southeast Alaska farming community. What is it like to farm in Southeast Alaska? Is the scene vibrant? I mean, can you tell me a little bit more about Southeast farming?
Sure. I would say that people who farm in Southeast Alaska are incredibly passionate about growing what it is they're growing. They're very passionate about the place that they're living in, and they're passionate about growing, and they're very, very diligent and hardworking. It's not an easy thing to do by any means. Definitely is a very challenging climate, challenging terrain. And so when you do meet people who are farming, and there are very many people doing this, you know, you meet home gardeners as well. They're very, very dedicated, and it's definitely a very unique place to be growing food. But it's also very possible, and I think that's something that the Farmers Summit is trying to achieve, is to really make it so that people here in Southeast, if they are interested in growing, to really connect with those who have made it possible to grow produce in the region. And it's definitely something that is really possible to do.
And you won't just be talking about farming in Southeast, but all over the state, as well as other techniques and tips and things. I'm looking at the schedule again, and I see hydroponics on the schedule. I see fish waste composting. I think a lot of gardeners in Sitka are familiar with that. What are some other things that people can learn if they come to the summit?
Yeah, so we've got a mix of local growers who will be presenting on their farms, what their farms look like. We have Game Creek Farm. Rob Bishop will be speaking about orchards, about his orchard. He spoke at the last Farmers Summit. We also have farmers from around the region talking about their farms. We've got hydroponics. Juno Greens will be presenting on their hydroponic system. And we have guest speakers who will be coming from outside the region sharing their knowledge about different techniques that would be really useful for someone who's looking to improve their productivity. So we've got Aero Rutila from Johnny Seeds talking about cover crops. And Johnny Seeds is a really well-known company where a lot of growers get their seeds from. And so it's really exciting to have him come all the way from Maine to speak about cover crops. Maggie Hallam from Fairbanks will be coming to talk about farming in a different part of the state. Just as challenging, but just different tips. And so that'll be really neat to see what her operation looks like. We've got Megan Fairman from Rogue Farm Crops, who will be talking about on-farm mentoring and employees. I think that one of the challenges with farming is just really getting enough labor. Like if you're growing vegetables, it's really hard work. And so if you can have more people involved in the farm, that's really, really fantastic. But it also, I mean, there's also, you know, some considerations when you're hiring people to come and to learn on your farm. And so Megan will be talking about that. We've got Janice Chumley from UAF Cooperative Extension talking about pests. I know a really well-known pest in Southeast are slugs, but there's also other pests to keep in mind, and Janice will share some ways to help control pests. Really excited to have Tristan Woodsmith coming to talk about gourmet mushroom cultivation. It's really, really exciting. He works at Fungi Perfecti out in Washington, and I think Southeast Alaska, like Washington, is a really great mushrooming place. And so Tristan will be talking about what it takes to grow these types of mushrooms that could be marketed around Alaska.
Food as well. I mean, you're going to have meals each night of this conference, right? It sounds like could be maybe some local foods being served.
Yeah. So we are really excited. We're in the menu planning stages, but we'll have a lot, as much as we can. We'll be sourcing local vegetables and local fish for our meals. So during the conference, there'll be lunches served, and then in the evening, Friday night, we have a local foods-inspired community potluck. So the public is welcome to attend. Even if you're not coming to the conference, anybody is welcome to come and join in. It's really a great way for people to just kind of connect over good food and meet the farmers who are growing in Southeast and get to connect with our out-of-town guests. And that will be the Friday night potluck will be sponsored by the Sitka Local Foods Network. So they're hosting it, they're organizing it, and we're really, really excited to be partnering with them for Friday night's potluck. And then Saturday night, we're partnering with the Sitka Conservation Society for a Farmer Summit Social. And that will also feature local seafood and some local vegetables as well, and just a variety of local products. Mm-hmm.
And for the average Sitkin who maybe has done a little gardening. Maybe they are interested in getting into gardening, or maybe they're not really. Why would I go to this? I'm not a farmer. What would you say to them?
Well, so I would say that anybody who's interested in producing local food, either for themselves or for others, this would be a really fantastic opportunity to just learn about different techniques and learning about what they can do to be more efficient in their production. So if they're growing food for themselves, they might learn some new techniques of, you know, how to manage slugs or what kinds of varieties grow really well in Southeast.
If you're just tuning in, I've been speaking with Jennifer New. She is the local foods director for the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition, and she's organizing the Southeast Alaska Farmer Summit that's happening here in Sitka on Friday, February 15th through Sunday, February 17th. And you can go to her website to find out more information. Thank you so much for joining me, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me, Catherine.